Jumpstart number 2148, written July 27, 2018. Ephesians 4, verse 27, and do not give the devil an opportunity. Our verse today comes from a pair of verses about anger. It is found in the setting of do nots. Do not sin, do not let the sun go down your anger. And our verse today, do not give the devil an opportunity. When angry, we often do not think as we should, and we can be consumed with the cause of anger and become blinded to the big picture. Today, our attention is drawn to the third statement, do not give the devil an opportunity. In essence, don't help the devil out. Don't hand the devil a key to your heart. This idea expands far beyond the topic of anger. Stop helping the enemy. Stop handing the devil a weapon to be used on you. First, we know, but we sometimes fail to realize that the devil isn't our friend. Worse, he doesn't care about you at all. He doesn't care that he traces your heart and leads you into all kinds of trouble. He doesn't care. He doesn't care that there are serious consequences connected to temptation. He doesn't care what happens may lead to a divorce in your marriage. You may have to move out of your house. You may have to sell the house. Your kids will now have visitation rights every other weekend. The world is turned upside down. The devil doesn't care. He doesn't care that his temptation may lead to serious, lifelong addiction. He doesn't care that drugs, alcohol, or porn may be a part of your life for decades. He doesn't care that you may lose your job because of that. He doesn't care if you're arrested. He doesn't care if you hurt the people who are nearest to you. He doesn't care if you're ruined financially. He doesn't care if your reputation is tarnished. He doesn't care if your fellowship among brethren was withdrawn from. He doesn't care that you blame others, and he certainly doesn't care that you lose your soul eternally. He simply does not care about you. There is no fondness. There is no tenderness. There is no love. There is no wishing for the best. There is no wanting you to succeed. He will lie to you. He will twist things. He will use people. He will promise you things that you cannot keep. He is dishonest, untrustworthy, and a liar. And yet, far too many times, we will open the door to our hearts and allow him in. He is more dangerous than a snake and is worse than cancer. And once he's in, only Jesus Christ can get him out. Who would have ever thought that a little anger, a little flirting, a little arrogance, a little greed could play right into his hands? He smiles every time a church splits. He laughs every time someone walks away from God. He claps with excitement every time some fool dishonors God or the Bible on a blog. He knows better. And more than that, he knows most of us. He knows how he can hurt us in so many different ways. He loves it when professors trash the Word of God before a classroom of students. He hopes the credentials of the professor is more impressive to the foolish hearts than what the God of heaven is. The devil isn't our friend. Secondly, we help the devil, the enemy, every time we dishonor God, disobey God, or ignore God. Satan gets a foothold, and he gains more ground each time we do this. Satan loves it when we fuss with our brethren in Christ. He gets another chance to score. He loves it when we are just too busy to open the Bible, too busy to read God's Word, but not too busy to watch TV. He loves it when we forget to pray. Not too busy to send a text, check our email, read some useless posts on Facebook, but no time to talk to the eternal God of heaven who made us and the one we'll stand before in judgment. Satan will throw excuses at us to miss worship. Worship is dangerous to Satan. There we're surrounded by the people of God and the people who love God. There the Word of God is studied in detail. Praying and preaching and praising God takes place. Folks leave encouraged. Folks leave committed. Worship is powerful, so Satan will work it out for you to stay up late on Saturday night, so you're tired and sleepy in worship. He'll work it out for you to oversleep. The dog will get sick. The kids will be too tired and can't find some of their shoes. Reasons after reasons to stay home. Someone invites you to the lake. It's a great day to go to the lake, and Satan smiles. Your child has a baseball practice on a Sunday morning. You don't want him to sit on the bench for missing practice, so you skip a Sunday. Satan smiles. Your mom calls and she needs you. Another reason to miss worship. Satan is great at arranging these things on a Sunday morning because he knows. Third, we help the enemy, the devil, when we don't listen to our conscience. Our conscience, if governed by the Bible, the Word of God, is a wonderful reminder of what we ought to be doing. There is a saying a long time ago, don't listen to your conscience. That's really not good advice. You should under specific conditions. Your conscience is like a watch. It's great when it's working and set to the right time. A watch set to London time won't help much where I live. It's not set correctly. However, one that's set and working correctly to the Word of God is of great benefit. So you're with some people, and they get talking about someone who isn't there. Something juicy about that person pops in your head. It's mean and it's not nice, but you want to top all the other stories. Immediately a thought crosses your mind. This is gossip, and I shouldn't repeat this. I help the enemy when I ignore my conscience and repeat what I shouldn't. We get upset, and we feel like letting someone have it. A thought crosses our mind. Jesus wouldn't do this. When we ignore that thought and choose someone out, we help the enemy. When we hear about someone doing well and it just makes us envious and jealous and we start picking them apart, a thought crosses our mind. Rejoice with those who rejoice. But we ignore that thought and trash that person, either in our hearts or before others who have helped the enemy. Even during worship, Satan is there. A certain song leader gets up to lead a song, and then we think, not this guy, he can't lead. Rather than focusing upon God, who we are praising, we help the enemy destroy our worship by thinking about the wrong things. The same thing could be said about who is preaching, who is teaching class, or other things like that. We can help the enemy by ignoring our conscience. What can we do? Stop helping the enemy. Give your mind, your heart, and your soul in the right place to God. Realize how sneaky, destructive, and evil Satan is. Get close to God and stay there. Surround yourself with godly people and fill your heart with the things that God loves. Stop helping the enemy. Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.